The Chinese government angered pro-democracy groups in Hong Kong over the weekend when it issued a ruling that tightly restricts who can run for the city's leadership post in 2017. Beijing's new restrictions would make it difficult for pro-democracy candidates to get onto the ballot. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists are vowing to stage a civil disobedience campaign against the Chinese government's election guidelines, while pro-democracy lawmakers are threatening to block the city's legislature from adopting the measures. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with Michael DeGolier, a professor of government and international studies at the Hong Kong Baptist University, and asked him what factors influence Beijing's rejection of the latest pro-democracy appeals.
The internal context of mainland China at the moment. We're within just a little over a year of the taking the top job by President Xi. The president is reportedly having some issues with both the left and the right in mainland China. The right, in terms of the PLA, the military, he's been running an anti-corruption campaign, which has targeted some of the PLA members and leaders of necessity, because that seems to be a large source of corruption in China. And from the left, he's been tasked with cleaning up the mess left behind by the Bo Xilai case. Mr. Bo was a very powerful cadre, leader of one of the major inland cities of China. It's not a coastal city, but he was able to use that venue with a lot of populist measures to create a nationwide network of influence and graft and corruption. And he was literally one promotion, one step, which was coming up just in a matter of weeks before he was stopped, of becoming literally untouchable in the Chinese system. And that scared the Communist Party. This is the closest a populist has come to power since Mao Zedong died back in 1976. And so there's great fears in China about populism. And so in Hong Kong, what we had was the Pan-Democrats had proposed and actually set as an unalterable condition that there be public nomination, which effectively meant that there would be an uncontrolled, unsupervised, unstoppable means for a populist to rise to power in Hong Kong, which is China's richest city. And that would have provided a base that would have made Bo Xilai's base look, well, quite a piker in comparison. So there was a lot of concern in mainland China among officials about making sure that populism would not be able to have a direct route to power in Hong Kong. And unfortunately, the Pan-Democrats here locally were ignoring the context, the national context of the situation. They were entirely too parochial, I think, in their views.
How important was that internal mainland Chinese politics that you were talking about compared to what's been going on in Hong Kong with the growing Occupy Central pro-democracy movements?
The national context is the dominant and overriding concern because any time early on in administration, typically the pattern has been challenges to the new administration going in, either for internal challenges or external challenges, or in some cases both. And when administrations basically buckle early on in their administration, almost nothing gets done. The previous president, Hu Jintao, just really bollocked up this entire anti-corruption campaign. He supposedly was his major task, and over the 10 years he was in power, almost nothing was done. And in fact, these two dangers from both the left and the right increased substantially. And so that's really put the heat under President Xi to perform. Another thing that affects this is according to interviews that I've done off the record, I can't give the names of the people who did this, but it includes members of the Democratic Party, told me that in 2010, when we did have a reform of the Constitution here, President Xi, who was then vice president, was the person who intervened at the last moment to compromise with a proposal that was put forward by the Democratic Party of Hong Kong to make revisions to the way functional constituency seats, five seats, were elected. And the vice president, Xi, had obviously hoped to encourage the moderates, but instead what we had was a backlash in Hong Kong that effectively, I think, also led to some loss of face for Xi, and taught him, I think, personally, that if you compromise with the moderates, you get nothing for it. You actually encourage a rise of radicalism. So I'm afraid the circumstances are really quite gloomy for progress, not only in this round of reform, but probably the next window that opens up about 5 years from now.
Michael DeGolyer of Hong Kong Baptist University speaking with Michael Lippin. In tomorrow's program, Michael speaks with Hong Kong University law professor Simon Young to find out why Beijing is apparently prepared to risk a stalemate in Hong Kong's election reform process in the coming years.